New Country Z100, Bailey Zimmerman, and holy smokes, I bet he said that whenever they slapped him with a $16,000 bill from the hotel room that he ended up trashing out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Brian Croft from SIU's Touch of Nature, I feel like every young country star that gets famous, this is kind of like a rite of passage. I'm not condoning it, but we've seen it time and time again, my friend.
It is. And, you know, I'm the opposite. I walk into a hotel room and I'm like, can I just, I want to move in. It's clean. Someone else cleans it for me.
Yes.
So I suck up to the hotel people. Because typically when I'm in there, I was like, look, they come and then they clean it.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And yeah, so I don't want to be kicked out of it. I want to ask, I'm oftentimes asking them to stay.
Can I get one more night?
Just one more night.
Yeah. I love it. He ended up paying everything and they dropped the charges.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah,
of them.
It was.
I grew up playing bluegrass, which is, it's in the country family.
Yeah, it
but
is.
We're the step cousins. You know? We're sitting on the front porch playing
sure.
banjo.
Yeah.
And so we don't, you know, we don't trash things because typically we're, you know, we're playing in a shed or something.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Typically hotel people don't let bluegrass musicians stay.
Right.
Actually, that they see the banjo and they're like, nope, sorry.
Sorry, not
you
here.
Got the banjo, Layla. You know, you can't walk.
Oh, yeah.
You can't walk into the lobby with it. That's
no.
That's one quick way to be like, you know what? Turns out we're full.
My family loves it when I walk around the house strumming my banjo.
I bet.
Making up silly songs everywhere I go. And with the excessive heat warning right now, they really enjoy it.
I just see you really getting into this America 250 thing.
100%.
Walking around in what I can only assume is your flag boxers.
Yes.
With your banjo lele.
Yeah.
You know, just singing old patriotic tunes.
You know, getting a little, oh gosh. I just had a senior moment. Sorry for all the seniors right there. What was the song? I'll come to it later. I just had a brain.
I just see you and the kids. Like, you're walking the banjo, and there's one of your, you know, the kiddos have the little drums.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're just walking around, you know, wife's got a flag, you know.
Dude, recreating the spirit of 76.
Very much so.
Oh,
yeah. But
okay.
Inside in the air conditioning.
I can't wait to tell my beautiful wife when she gets home tonight that we are going to recreate this scene from the morning show.
I think Z100 would appreciate a Facebook Live.
Sure. So it's a ratings booster is what it is,
great,
Brian.
Yeah.
You know, we're all celebrating something. And one thing in particular at SIU's Touch of Nature, I've got my guest Brian Croft here today. They have all of these camps that are going on. Send a kid to camp, put down the cell phone for crying out loud. But there's one in particular coming up, which I think is super cool because it's for a specific population of kids, right?
So if you look at the camps and the programs we do at Touch, they're sort of twofold. We do a lot of community stuff, but then we're basically framing this idea, and it's a crazy one. Hold on, that the outside is good, and that everyone should go outside.
Yeah.
So sometimes our job is to create programs that help people get outside. So sometimes we do that by, you know, addressing the price or whatever. But sometimes we look at populations that maybe struggle to get outside due to factors, mobility issues, all kinds of things. And so we have partnered with the diabetic team over at SIH, and they've been phenomenal. Angie Bailey, Lisa Nation, and their crew, they started Camp Beta, and Camp Beta is a camp for kiddos with type 1 diabetes.
Got you.
And the thing with type 1 diabetes is there are certain, you know, illnesses and or diseases, afflictions, where you can look and you can obviously tell. So these kids look quote-unquote normal.
Yeah.
But because of what they're going through, heat, you know, we talk like day like today, going outside, you know, they're constantly looking at their carbs, what they're eating, they're checking their insulin constantly. And so a lot of times on a day like today where it's so hot, they can go, it can slip really quick.
Yeah, blood sugar go crazy.
100%. So this team, basically we have a team of nurses that go around with the kids and do every single activity with them.
Wow.
From rock climbing to high ropes courses to archery and everything else, and they're checking almost on the hour. They're checking their insulin. They're giving them the medicine. And so the whole camp is designed to provide a safe experience so that these kids can have what we all deserve to have, which is a camp out with their friends.
That's really cool. And this is at SIU's Touch of Nature, Camp Beta for kids with type 1 diabetes. And you may be listening to us right now, and maybe you don't have maybe you do have a child, but maybe you know somebody in your church, at your workplace. So I'm going to share all of this information up on our socials, but it's September, and what do we need to do to get signed up?
Yeah, so if you just go to ton.siu.edu,
yep.
And it's September 19th and the 20th, And just like you said, spread the word. Because again, you might not, but somebody in your circle is touched by type 1 diabetes. And so, you know, talk to your churches about it. Talk to your schools about it, because there's some kiddos and they need this and they love it. And it's so much fun because to them, those kiddos, they just get to be a regular kid at camp. Mm-hmm. And they're not used to that because they're constantly checking, you know, all of this stuff. And we're basically saying, we're going to handle all that for you. You just be a kid because you deserve to be a kid outside.
I love everything about this. Know? Yeah. Get outside. Go out there. Get in the dirt a little bit. Find some fascinating rock formation. Yes. Hey, get out there and do it. Camp Beta, September 19th and 20th with SIU's Touch of Nature and ton.siu.edu.
You nailed it.
That's it. Look at me go.
Look at you go.
I think it's the American flag hat I got on.
Yeah, and just wait. I think every day, as we get closer to July 4th, I'd like to see one more Stars and Stripe garb so that by the time... the fourth hits.
Just
it's like
patriotic,
that. Did you ever see that? And I know we got to go, but that Saturday Night Live where Will Ferrell comes in.
Oh, yeah.
With the Speedo.
Lifeguard.
Yeah, with the American flag Speedo. And he just said, you said it was right after 9/11.
Yeah.
And they didn't, Saturday Night didn't know how to be funny because it was this touchy thing. And he came out
and just
owned it. And if anyone can pull that off in 2026, I know radio is an audio.
Sure.
But we can describe
it. We can figure it out.
If you do it, I'll come in and I will visually describe what is happening so your audience gets to experience it.
Will, this is my policy on Speedos.
Okay. It's a policy.
The policy I have is, unless you are like Greg Louganis or Michael Phelps or a professional Olympic diver and or swimmer, no.
That's where the line is?
That's where
my line
is.
See, I look forward to being 65, not caring. And just that's when I'm going to embrace the Speedo.
We're gonna go.
I'm not gonna do it now because I'm in my 40s dad bod era, but I'm waiting to mid 60s and I'm gonna embrace it hard. So look out at the Carbondale Splash Park. I'm coming.
Look out, South Sandusky Recreational Area. Oh. We're having so much fun, but check out Camp Beta. Brian Croft with SIU's Touch of Nature. Always wonderful things going on. We're so glad to be partnering up with them. You can find out more on our socials and our website here in just a little bit with Z100.